It's a beautiful day here in Valdez. Cold and windy, but the sun is out and the sky is blue as can be. I'm driving down Egan Drive, the main street here in town, when I come upon a group of women marching down the street holding signs. They eagerly wave as I drive past them. These ladies are participating in the third annual Women's March, a global protest that began in January 2017 in response to Donald Trump's inauguration. When the ladies came in from the cold, I sat down to talk with them about the march.
No human is illegal on stolen land.
Oh, this is Kendall's. It says, I'm not free while any woman is unfree.
And what does your shirt say?
It says, equal means equal.
These are the messages donned on shirts and posters for Saturday's Women's March. Kendall Weisenberg is the main organizer, and she's also a senior at Valdez High School. She rallied other classmates and community members to come out for the day's protest in solidarity with marches taking place all across the country. She attended last year's gathering in Valdez, as well as a recent protest about keeping families together. When I asked what issues these young women cared about, Trump's border wall was a popular response.
Making sure that people can be with their families, that's why I'm doing it.
That's Cassandra Howard, another Valdez High School senior participating in the walk. Chloe Miller, who attended the 2018 March for Our Lives protest in Washington, D.C., told me what issues drove her to participate today.
A lot of what the Trump administration kind of stands for, like, you know, just the sexism and racism and just the idea that, like, you know, people coming across the border are bringing in crime and everything when really they're just, you know, looking for a better place to live and that kind of ignorance.
Attendee Sophia Palomar echoed Miller's statements, saying her parents are immigrants who came to the United States to provide her and her siblings a better education and future, and believes that's the driving force behind the current immigration movement at the southern border. Amongst the group, only one was eligible to vote in the midterm elections, who said it felt awesome to feel like she finally had a voice in politics. For the others, the 2020 presidential election is where they will cast their first major ballots, and they were excited at the possibility of electing the first female president. Here's Miller again.
I'm really a big supporter of Elizabeth Warren, and I actually, like, I'm thinking about volunteering on her campaign, like, after I graduate high school, because, like, the timing of it will match up.
Until then, these young women plan to continue their political activism through protests and marches, as well as focus on graduating high school. In Valdez, I'm Gabriella Palco.